This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, let's talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good Monday morning to you guys.
And it is a Monday morning game day. Have you already been pre-gaming most of the morning to get you ready for Monday Night Football?
I'm doing it right now.
Oh, hell yeah. So
with you guys.
Okay, great. Surely this has to change. And if you tell me it's not going to change, I'm going to be really sad. Dallas has failed to score a touchdown at home in its last 24 possessions, which is a drought of 54 days. Please tell me that is going to change in this game.
They're going to get one touchdown.
Okay, that's better than no touchdowns, but I also still feel like
I've seen teams win without touchdowns before.
That is true.
I was going to throw this out since this is the to the day, November 18th, 1996. Chris Boniol tied the NFL record for most field goals in a game with 7.
Okay.
So Brandon Aubrey's going to kick 5 today in that honor.
Okay.
Nice.
All right. That means
plus 7.
We're going to score 22 points.
Okay. Right. I like it.
Now,
unless we go for 2.
That is fair. On the flip side, the Texans haven't scored a second half touchdown in 4 straight games. So
there you go.
This feels very much like the resistible force against the movable object, does
it
not?
Absolutely. Hey, they've lost 3 of their last 4, right?
That's right.
So at some point, one of these games is going to land in the Cowboys' lap. No matter how bad you might be, you end up winning one somewhere along the line. And they've lost 4 straight, right?
Yep.
I mean, I'd take you back to 89 when they went 1-15. They should have lost every one of them, right? And they won one after going 0-9. So at some point in the NFL, things land in your lap when you least expect it. So this just could be the night.
All right. Sounds like he's calling for it, Corey.
It does. It does. How are they going to do that, though, without any cornerbacks? I'm trying to figure out the cornerback situation with Jordan Lewis's
injury. Well, with Lewis out, that means that they'll probably have to, and they don't have to announce it till 3 o'clock, I would imagine Josh Butler gets elevated again. Israel Mukwamu is going to have to help and step in. Kalen Carson is at least ready to go, but I don't know how much they trust him. I would imagine Trayvon Diggs has got to just shadow Nico, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's kind of, you know, the first 5 games was kind of their offense in the passing game, right?
Yeah, he's tremendous.
And so this will be his first game back since he injured himself.
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
Yeah, and he's a big-time deep threat too, you know?
Yeah. So, I would think that you kind of need to do that. They somehow, some way, they've got to get Kalen Carson's confidence back, and he just doesn't have it. Since he came back from his shoulder injury, he's not, you know, being assertive at that cornerback spot the way we saw, before he hurt himself early in the season, or the way we saw in training camp when he was daily making making plays. Remember, Dak wasn't sure of his name, but he knew that they had nicknamed him Seatbelt, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, he sure ain't got no seatbelt these last few games. I mean, Woo! He backed off, right?
Yeah.
And he just not trusted himself. And so I don't know if, you know, maybe a couple games back he can get back with it. But, boy, they sure need that. And they also need a pass rush. We're talking a Texans team that C.J. Stroud's been sacked 34 times.
That offensive line for the Texans is awful.
So they've got to, between Parsons and Overshown, they got to get after him if they're going to have a chance to hold them to a reasonable amount of points. From a defensive standpoint, you know, you're if your corner not playing well or you have injuries with the slot guy, well, the way you offset that is get pressure on the opposing quarterback. Be aggressive. And, you know, they were the first half this past week, right? They had 5 sacks.
Yeah, they did.
Just go get them. I mean, that's what the plan's got to be, right? Put pressure on him. And then while you're doing so, make sure he's not using his legs to escape the pocket.
Now, that'll probably be a big part of what could clearly spark the offense from a potential turnover or flipping the field perspective. Is there anything else you want to see that, now I'm not even saying to win the game, but in these last 5 home games, the Cowboys have gotten absolutely destroyed. Like, how do you just even keep the game close when you struggled so much in the first and third quarter?
Yeah, just like I said,
yeah.
You know, those are the things they have to do. And be able to run the ball. Now, they started kind of showing that a little bit these last 2 games. I think Rico Dowdle's had really good games and kind of sparked that you know, running attack. And that's got to prevail. And, by God, when you get first and goal at the 6, you better score touchdowns. I don't come away with 1 field goal, right?
Yeah.
Even if that helps Aubrey's case for my 5 field goals. But, yeah, you can't do that. And that was one of the few times they actually got a takeaway to set up a short field, and they didn't take advantage of it. And I know they're with the backup quarterback, but I think Cooper Rush can play better than he did this past week. And I think that they need to allow him the opportunity to play better. I mean, that was a very close-to-the-vest offensive attack. You know, little screens, flares, smoke screens to the wide receiver. It was almost like they didn't trust and probably for good reason, the offensive line with protection. They were trying to avoid havoc in the pocket and, you know, possibly turning the ball over there, and then they eventually did it the second half. He can throw the ball down the field. You saw it the previous game when he came in late. And I know they probably backed off some, but he was hitting some deep passes. So I think they got to kind of get back to that if possible. And, you know, I think that also, you know, maybe the addition of a more veteran receiver, and he's only in his second year, Mingo. Mike McCarthy said he was going to be available this week, so get him in the game. Let's go. Let's see what he's got. Give him some snaps, you know, even if it's, you know, he's only got maybe 4 or 5, you know, plays that he's mastered in this short period of time. But get a 6'2", you know, as I've said, 6'2", 220, 4'4", 6 guy out on the field.
Now, you have at least one other person who's with you from the 225, and they're like, look at my text earlier. They texted in at 9 o'clock. Said the Cowboys will win 25-24 via 6 field goals.
Nice.
From Brandon Aubrey. What are you going with for your official prediction this evening?
Well, I gave you 5 field goals and 1 touchdown.
So 22.
How about 22-20?
Woo! I'll take it. Hell, so will the Cowboys.
We're supposed to have fun with this stuff.
Right? Yes, absolutely. No, I'm expecting you to get it spot on.
Right.
And if you don't, tomorrow we will chastise you.
Just make fun of me, right?
Yes. Well, I don't know if you've heard the show, Mick. Sometimes we do that anyway.
Yeah. Maybe I better start listening more then.
Oh, burn!
Oh, jeez.
Thank you very much, good
All
sir.
Right. Have a good day.
We'll talk with you tomorrow.
Bye, Mick.
All right, see you.
There you go, Mickey Spagnola.